Now I'm showing you how to do very basic smiley type faces that you can use for a lot of things. We start with just smiling faces and with circles. Not perfect, and you can try out a few shapes that are not so circle-y, but and a face is also very easy. That is like this. I will just do a lot of them now. If you make the eyes like this, perpendicular, they look nicer than if you make them like this. This is not a very nice face. And this shape looks more childlike. Put the eyes in the bottom half of the circles, more or less, so you have space for hair. Then we might put some hair on, like this, or like this, or curls, or if we have short hair, you can put some ears on, but that's not required. The ears are on the same level as the nose. I think we are doing sunglasses for him. You can also add eyebrows, but you don't have to. And the next thing is a neck, a U shape. It makes a portrait out of the smiley. And the next thing is to put a shoulder line behind the neck. And here we have the overlap thing. That is just a line. If you want to do a little extra, put a shadow here which makes the head pop out. So this is a little trick you can use. It's not a big thing, but sometimes it makes a difference. So this is actually like this. We have a U shape and a U shape. I'm going to put a little shadow like this. So the shading with the marker is very easy, like we did before. Just put a a shadow roughly on one side and then also on the hair. It's not that important where you put it. It doesn't matter, you can also put it on this side also. And maybe a little bit here. I'll do this here also. You can do the same thing with watercolor. I have this old watercolor here, and you just have to mix some. Either you take black, or now I have dark blue, which I think works nicer, but it has to be a neutral color. And then like this. It's a little more difficult to administer than you might want to take up if you have too much color on it. It's a little more difficult than the marker, but it looks actually nicer. You can also use crayon or a colored pencil, or pencil for the shading. That's what I'm doing here now. Now I'm adding a few dashes of color, and the first is also with this marker. That is just some rosy cheeks. That works always. And this here looks kind of like a little child. He also gets some rosy cheeks. You can do the same thing with watercolor. I have a little bit of red here, and I have to take care that it's not too much. And you put some red cheeks on it. And this makes the figures come alive. I'm doing also some with colored pencil. That is a different kind of expression. Actually, it makes more sense to put this kind of cheek on the one here that I've colored with, shaded with pencil. He's lacking ears. And she here has the... We have an overlap here from... And we're going to cover that later. Of the head and the hair. So what I'm going to do is to hide this... You can also use different colors than red, like for example green. If we make a green illustration, then maybe she gets green hair and green cheeks and a green sweater. And that also works. I mean, you have to see it separately then. But in a context of green, this would read as okay. It just looks weird together. And you can do the same thing with yellow. Or with yellow and orange. So if you stay in one color range. Do I have orange here? Not really. What kind of? It's kind of a brown. This is watercolor pencil, which is also pretty nice. I'll show you. If you use watercolor, then it's a good idea to use to have really waterproof fine liner. But these rosy cheeks, or cheeks, they don't have to be rosy, but cheeks really make a difference in the expression. And you can also use a little bit of red on the nose, on the tip of the nose, or the whole nose. I'm very used to use watercolor. I didn't do so much crayon illustrations, so it's like I always want to paint with water, but experiment and find out which is your way. And you can add splashes of color behind the oops, this is kind of dark. There's lots of things you can do with this kind of illustration, and you can even, if you do a mouth like this, I'm going to cover this later, he's talking and he's saying hello. Have fun with experimenting.